Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 47.
Seven.
Hi, Mike Girl.
Randy Orvis.
And today we'll be discussing, well, as it's come to the conclusion of whatever we want, but...
Maybe we'll talk about geoducks.
Tech-centric. Hopefully tonight we'll be a little more on topic. If you listened at all the last week, you know what I'm referencing. And if you haven't, you probably should go listen to last week's podcast, also known as episode number 46.
Correct. Just look up Absolute Randy. Return of.
Well, you just Google. Well, just put both those in. Okay. Listen to both of them, right?
It's true.
There's two. If you're listening live, obviously you know that it is approximately 8 on Thursday evening, Central Standard Time.
It's if you Google Absolute Randy, it's the first. The first link is last week's, and the second link is the first one.
That's so funny.
I know. Go Google.
But as I was saying, Thursday evening, 8 p.m., which is when we generally go live, except for on an upcoming day in May,
called May 19th,
when we will be live on a Saturday.
Live!
Where you can actually come down and hang out. Are we going to do a Thursday episode? I don't know.
Maybe we'll just come in and talk about random crap. Maybe we'll drink.
It's the 19th.
So that would be the 17th.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll let you guys know.
I feel
like we would let our fans down if we didn't.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, you can always find us live or on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com, of course.
I got an idea.
What?
Worst case scenario, we tell Danny that we're podcasting, but we go drink or something.
Seems logical.
Hopefully Danny's not listening. That'd be awkward.
Maybe she's 16, 76, 38. Who knows?
Who knows? All right.
Anyway, that's that, I guess, mostly. Is there anything you'd like to say right now about...
I would like to apologize for last week.
Which clearly gives you even more reason to go listen to it, right?
Yeah. Apparently, if you weren't listening after we recorded, you missed out on a lot. So
a lot, actually, from what Rainier has been told.
It's true.
Actually, maybe not even remembers.
So. So I say, let's kick. Should we kick it off?
Let's kick it off.
Kick it.
So unless you've been living under a rock, because even the non-tech people, I think, know about this. But what was the big news this week?
Geoducks,
that is correct.
Facebook made a little minor purchase.
Small.
Yeah.
They went and got a loan.
Yeah, little billion-dollar purchase of a app Apple fans would be quite familiar with, and Android fans would be familiar with, but not because they've used it necessarily. But Facebook bought Instagram, $1 billion.
Seems pretty crazy.
I was angry. I won't lie. I already hated Instagram for them not giving Android a chance.
Well, it wasn't that they didn't give them a chance.
Oh, they took effing 2 years, Mike.
It did take a long time, but it paid off for them.
Yeah, that's because they left all the Android users going, just chomping at the bit. So, out of spite, I decided I wasn't going to download the app.
No,
even though I did
option.
Say I would. But I don't have the option. But now, I know Facebook has said that they don't plan on, like, doing much to it right now, but it's what they end up doing that scares me, I guess. Because I feel like, I mean, I haven't used Instagram, but I've seen plenty of the pictures and stuff, and I think, like, how it's set up right now is very clean and simple,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see that get ruined, I guess.
Well, right. They said they were going to keep them separate, but again, who knows how long that'll last. They've said a lot of things before that have been contradictory. It's funny because, like, the night before the couple days before the deal went through, because it was announced on Monday, the deal. On, was it, like, last Wednesday that it came out for Android? And they had 1 million downloads in the first day, and I think they had, like, 5 million in the first 6 days or something ridiculous. I don't remember the exact number. It was a lot, though. And and they just had finished raising more money at a $500,000 or $500 million valuation. So any one of those people that had just invested literally made double their money like 2 days later.
That's crazy.
It's a pretty good deal though, right?
That's crazy.
Well, and you think about, I wonder how much, like, the guy is Kevin Systrom, I believe his last name is. And then there's Mike Krieger or something. They have odd last names. But they were the two of the main founders. And, like, the team had only really gotten to, like, seven or eight people. They had started just to start hiring, like, sales and community people. But their base core team was six people forever. So I wonder, like, how big of a chunk they're going to end up getting out of it. I mean, they have to be making a lot of money off this deal.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I mean, even if they owned 10%, I mean, you know, 10% of a billion is still quite a bit.
Chump change.
Right. But it's interesting. I hope they keep them separate because it is a good app on its own.
Yep.
And
I mean, yeah, I know it's going to get integrated somehow, like Facebook and everything. Well, it's just a matter of time.
I could see still a lot of better sharing, like, straight to Facebook features, but they already have that, really. They already have built-in straight to Twitter and Facebook sharing modes. You could just hit, you know, the Facebook button, the Twitter button, or send it to an email, or whatever you want to do with it, basically. But the weird thing is that, like, even before, people were like, how is Instagram ever going to make money unless they start doing ads or something along those lines?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting if they decide that that's the way they're going to keep going or if they just leave it. But we'll see what happens. But as like we said, for now they're supposedly going to keep it basically a separate company still.
Yep.
But I think it probably looks good for because they're about to go, their IPO is about to go through, and I think it makes it look even better now.
Completely. Well, they have, because I think I had read that with Apple they have somewhere like around 15 to 20 million users for Instagram, and then Facebook, like, yeah,
I thought it was up to 37, I want to say.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know with Android, they'd said 5 days in, or 6 days in, they'd hit 5.1 million downloads. Crazy. So it's like, and there's tons of people still who can't download it.
Yeah.
You know? So
there's only a small portion of the Android network where it's available.
So it's like, I mean, give it, say, even a year as people start upgrading phones to getting, yeah, like ice cream sandwich phones are going to be
right
where everything goes, you know. So something that, yeah, that number is only gonna increase.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. There's something else I was just thinking about. Instagram.
Oh, graham crackers.
Graham crackers. That's correct.
Nice. Got it.
Oh, there was just a story that just released right before we started. I was reading that says that basically Mark Zuckerberg got the deal done in like 2 days, like Friday. They launched like Wednesday on Android, and like Friday Zuckerberg decided he wanted to buy him, and by Sunday night they had he called up the CEO, and by Sunday they had the deal worked out and announced it Monday, which is pretty crazy.
That $1 billion wrapped up in a couple days. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, and I had read before, like, they say that I guess Zuckerberg's pretty involved with, like, when they acquire businesses, like, he'll, like, even for, like, medium-level startups, like, he'll go talk to them himself. So I'm sure they're like, we could only imagine what he did to get, you know, the amount of pressure that was put behind it, really, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, but,
well, he's no dummy.
There's a lot of people that, like, have switched from iOS back to Android, and overall, the biggest app I've ever heard anybody say they miss the most from iOS to Android is Instagram, which seems odd because it's just a camera app, but it is, I think it's the community, and, I mean, I check my Instagram feed multiple times, as much as I check Facebook, and it's a lot simpler. I mean, you're just flipping through pictures, but...
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a good way to kill time.
That's right. Especially when you don't have internet. And then Facebook also announced that they're doing a special group for schools, or groups for schools. They're doing some, which is funny because that's kind of how, you know, Facebook started. But they're doing just some kind of random things. They're making, like, you can group people by school now and then share things within that group, which is kind of like circles, but they're also going to allow, I guess, document sharing through groups in certain schools and a few other things, but...
That's cool, I guess. I don't know.
Everyone wrote it as getting back to their roots, because obviously it started as a... What do you call it? It was exclusive. You had to have a EDU address, I believe, email, right, when Facebook first launched?
Nope.
Or it was certain schools.
Pine Deck didn't work.
It was certain schools, right.
Man, I hated them. hated them so much.
Just like you hate Instagram? Way more, right?
I hated Facebook more, actually.
And look at how much you've caved into that.
Well, that's because now everybody,
I'm trying to escape.
That's because everybody left.
Everybody is on Instagram.
Everybody left MySpace. And I had to go to Facebook.
That's not true. You wrote on my wall just the other day.
It's true. A couple weeks ago. It was funny. Bringing it back. I'm hoping Justin Timberlake brings sexy back.
I'm sure he's appreciative.
Yep.
I think the only Apple... Is there anything else you want to say about Facebook? Do you want to fight Mark Zuckerberg?
Nah.
Are you cool with him?
No.
Would you hang out with him if you had the opportunity?
No. I don't feel like he would be a cool guy to hang with.
You think he's just a dickhead?
Yeah. I feel like he's probably... Like, he knows how much power... He's one of those guys that knows how much power he has.
Because his card said, I'm CEO, bitch?
Yeah. That could be a big thing. That's pretty much it. I still want to hang out with Kevin Rose and Alex.
Well,
I miss them.
You can go hang out at Google then.
I know. I would.
Except for that, he's in Japan. Well, he might be back now.
But. I would love Mike to hang out at Google. We're getting sidetracked.
That's what we do.
Anyways,
so that's all the Facebook news.
I think we should. Since we're talking about Google. Yeah.
If you've used Google Plus, which some of you do. I don't know how many of you. Randy does.
Woot woot.
Steven did the other day.
I laughed. It's like I saw... I mean, we talked about this already, you know, but we had talked... You went to go plus one his pictures and somebody else had already done it.
One person had plus one and I was like 10 to 1. I bet I know who that is. And it was Randy.
It's true.
Because no one else uses Google Plus, really.
Have you...
I played with it a little.
Have you played with the new one now?
So they have launched a redesign, sort of. Have you?
Yeah.
So, obviously. So they set it up a little bit different. It's kind of a... I kind of like it, but at the same time, I'm like, I didn't really see an issue with the old design.
I like the new... It took me a while.
I've only played
with it for probably an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Not even an hour and a half.
Like 10 minutes.
But I like it a lot. Like it's a lot easier to go around. I mean, the old one was easy, but this is even better, I think.
The only thing I think that is harder, and maybe it's just because I didn't play with it long enough, was before I could just, there was a, on the side, the left side, there was a list of my circles.
Yep.
And I could click through them just fine, mm-hmm. But now that's gone.
It's on the top.
There was only like two, though.
But you can change it.
Oh, okay. So. See? And I know the sidebar stuff is customizable as well. You can
drag them around
and put them in the order you want, which is pretty cool. Customization is always the best, especially for like power users, for the three of them that are out there. But overall, I think it's a pretty good redesign.
Yeah, it's one of the things, like... All the articles that I've read about it have said, you know, it's like, that's not where Google Plus is failing, because
right.
their design from the beginning has been good.
They just can't get people in.
And so, we don't have it in our notes, really, but that's, I read a couple different articles about the possibility of Google purchasing Pinterest, which they said, the average user on Pinterest spends 14 minutes on the website.
A day?
A day. Which, like...
Well, we talked about, what was it, like 2 months ago now, probably, where it was like the average user spends about 3 minutes a month on Google Plus, but they spent like 7 hours on Facebook or something per month.
Right.
I mean, even if you do 15 minutes, that's obviously every 4 days is an hour. So you're looking at whatever that happens to be, seven hours, almost the same as Facebook then.
So they were saying, like that would be one of the best things.
Have you used it at all?
I have an account on there, and I used it for 30 seconds, and I was like, whatever.
I can see it sucking people in. It's especially heavy. It's very female-led right now still, but I think it's starting to grow more. But I think it would be a good purchase for Google. And we started to talk about this before we started, and then we decided we'd wait till we were on air. But I had started to say that I thought it also makes sense for Facebook to buy it. And as Randy pointed out, that they just spent $1 billion on another company.
Right.
So maybe they should not get too crazy. But I think it would definitely help Google if they could take it and somehow implement it into Google Plus. The only problem I see is I haven't paid too much attention, but I know there was a ton of lawsuits floating around Pinterest because of all the copyright stuff.
Is it Pinterest?
I don't know how to say it right.
Pinterest. I think it's just Pinterest.
It is, but that's fine. I say what I want and do what I want.
No, because it's like people at work saying authentication. It burns my ears every time I hear it, Mike. It's Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Thank you.
But there's been a lot of lawsuits. There's been a couple spinoff companies that are like, there was one that was
Pins and Needles?
No, but it was something else very close today that I saw. And I thought that was funny, but...
Pin the tail on the donkey?
Yeah, that was it.
Nice.
We should probably buy that domain right now.
Done.
But...
thanks to my app from GoDaddy.
Do you have an app from GoDaddy?
Yeah.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't use it, though.
I have one, too. I don't use it either. But anyway.
Anyways.
But I think it would be a good purchase for Google as long as they could implement it either well into Google Plus or they kept it separate.
They wouldn't keep it separate.
No, of course not.
Because
they want to get people to Google Plus.
Yep.
But I don't know how they would have to implement it very well, though. Otherwise, I think it would. I think people would jump ship as soon as Google bought it, though.
I think like what I was seeing is if they could not implement Pinterest into Google Plus, but implement Google Plus into Pinterest. Like that's the way that they would have to go if they want it. Like somehow migrate all of the users who have their Google Plus account, but bring them over.
The problem I think with that is how tied in it already is to Facebook.
Well,
would they just cut all those ties? Because I mean that's their main competition, obviously.
Probably they would have to.
But.
Who knows?
Clearly all speculation on our part.
You heard it here first.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Maybe not. It's all good.
And while we're talking about Google, there was another thing in Google News announced today. They had one of their earnings calls, and they reported $10.65 billion in revenue for quarter one of 2012. And they plan to split the stock in half. So if you own one stock in Google, you will now own two stocks.
And if you own 1 million stocks, you will have 2 million stocks.
Yeah.
Or exactly. You could have 1 million stocks and give somebody else 1 million.
If you just want to hand it out. But it'll also cut the price in half. 24% higher than last year for the same period. And they have... $10.2 billion came from advertising, and $7.3 billion from Google Properties, and 49.3 billion in cash on hand. And then I know I saw that Larry and Sergey had sent a letter to the stockholders about their plans. I think for the split, because I think people see the split as them saying they're going to invest in something huge, which maybe that's, now that I think about it, could be what we were just talking about. But they said they were not looking for a big acquisition anytime soon. So I think it's just your typical, how do you think we should run the company type stuff. No one ever really knows. I mean, they know what they're doing, but, you know, it's all when you get to that point,
they
it's
got
like
it.
There's a lot of money going on that they're like, what should we do with this?
They know what they're doing, Mike. They said, don't worry about us.
Is that what they said?
Mm-hmm. They said, shh, we've got it under control. And I said, I believe you this time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. But they might not.
They might not.
Maybe they'll go bankrupt. They're going to file Chapter 13. Chapter 11?
Chapter 11.
Who knows? Just kidding. Anyways.
Speaking of lawyers. We weren't speaking of lawyers. Well, we kind of were. The Department of Justice technically sued Apple. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday. No.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like it was a long time ago, but I think it was just yesterday.
Yesterday, along with two major publishers, I believe. Well, no, six of the seven, but I think two of them are really standing ground is what the problem is. A bunch of them had already settled, but they're suing them over ebook prices, essentially. What happened was that, so originally Amazon was really the only one selling books on, you know, ebooks. And then when Apple decided to get in the game, they went to all the publishers, like, you guys can set the price. Supposedly, this is what happened, right? You guys can set the prices, make it whatever you want. This is what we think we're going to sell it at. Why don't you go tell Amazon they have to keep up these prices? And effectively made all the prices go up.
Shenanigans.
And so they're being sued for whatever they call that. Everyone thinks it's funny because all the things are like, the whole reason that this had to happen was because Amazon had a monopoly on it to begin with, which is also illegal. Like, but no one's talking about that at all. Well, now they are, but
it's not their fault, Mike.
And from the sounds of what a few lawyers, pretty much every article I've read that's written by anyone who knows anything about law basically says that they think they're going to have a hard time winning against Apple, but that'll be the publishers that get hit the hardest. Because something about there was some meeting where this took place where they all said, you know, we're all going to band together and keep our prices the same. But Apple wasn't present at that.
Because they didn't want to hear it.
Right.
Because they say, hey.
They whisper something under the table and then disappear, right?
It's true. Maybe Steve Jobs is actually alive. And maybe he's living on the island with Tupac and Biggie and...
I don't know what that has to do with this, though.
He's controlling Apple, Mike. He's
from me. This was before. This was while he was still alive, though, that this happened.
Oh. My bad.
But.
You heard that here first.
But, yeah, so that's been ongoing for a while now, I guess. Since yesterday, a while. It seems like it's been long. It started to see it was going to happen, though, a couple weeks ago. They started rumbling about it, and then officially... It's funny, though, because when I saw it on the news, the statement was that the Department of Justice was suing Apple, and they didn't even talk about the fact that it's suing, like, all these publishers as well. Like, they only care about, like...
Well, that's
the... Because the headline is, Department of Justice suing Apple turns heads, you know?
Right. Well, nobody's going to care if they hear ABC Publishing.
Penguin Publishing and Maximillion are the two big ones.
I've heard of both of those. So it's like... Right. And if you're, and that's a big deal, I guess, if you know about publishing companies.
Penguin is huge.
That's what I was going to say, especially Penguin. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes we're kind of all just on our own with some of this stuff, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I just found it amusing that they're like, oh, the Department of Justice is suing Apple. And apparently Amazon's, you know, giddy about all this because they think they can lower their prices again, but.
All of Amazon users will love it.
Well, because the Amazon was selling them below cost before. They were selling them at a loss just to get people in. Kind of like they do with everything else. I don't know how Amazon makes money. They sell everything at a loss. Like their hardware they're supposedly losing money on. They're doing the Prime memberships. They're just throwing money around. And they're building the ecosystem, but... Although I know they're just, they make a little, I know they don't make a ton of money, and that's why, because they do all these things that to bring people in. And
think how much money they make off the Prime memberships. Like, I know
you
like,
think people, you think like, a lot of people don't use them, you mean?
Right. Like, because I know, like, you obviously use yours a lot.
Right.
So they aren't necessarily making any money off of you. But, like, I still have my trial membership. I have it for another week. And, like, I have bought tons of stuff. And just because, like, it's like, well, I would have had to pay shipping for this. So I'm going to pay the $4 and overnight it to me so I can have it tomorrow. Why wouldn't I do that?
Well, see, I don't do that.
Oh, see,
unless I really need something.
Yeah, I don't, it's like, I would have spent this money anyways on just like standard 3 to 5 day shipping.
Yeah, it's cheap.
So it's like
$4 for next day shipping is pretty nice.
Seriously. So it's like, I mean, like all of the books that I've bought in the last like month, I had everything overnighted to me, and it's like this is freaking awesome. So it's like, so I've been looking at other stuff. Like I think I might keep my Prime membership.
It's nice.
And then I think I'm gonna do a lot of my like you were talking about, like doing like a lot of like lots of shopping and stuff like that.
I think if you start comparing prices, they're pretty, like, there's some stuff like, because I do check like when I go to Target, like I'll look up something and I'll be like, I wonder how close it is. And so you know, I go and I just scan it on my phone sometimes, or I take a picture of it if I want to look it up later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just check the prices. Some things are close, some things are a little more, but I mean, it's nice to have it delivered and not have to worry about it. And
right,
that's just that. Even just stupid little things, and they're 9 times out of 10 they are cheaper. Although there's some household goods. If only I could get food delivered. Although
I bet you they have like cereal and stuff.
They do. They're doing it. They were talking about it. I don't know if it ever happened, but they were going to test it in Seattle, a delivery company.
Did you see that they also, I mean, I don't know how often you go to Amazon, but I don't know when they changed it necessarily. Did you see they changed their menu a little bit?
Like, their UI?
Yeah.
I feel like I brought that up a couple weeks ago, but just I hadn't seen it yet. Oh. I have seen it now, but just.
Yeah. It looks a lot cleaner than what it used to. It looks
very similar still, but just cleaner, like yep. You said, right. And I don't take full advantage of even the Prime membership because they have, like, the video service.
I forgot about that.
That you can watch. But I don't use that at all because I have Netflix already, and it's pretty comparable. And every time Amazon makes a deal, Netflix pretty much makes the same deal.
Yep. Well, they have to stay competitive
The main problem with Amazon right now is that it's on less devices than Netflix is. It is on the Roku, as Todd clearly mentioned. And I believe it just came out on the Xbox 360, and it is on the PS3. But those are the only three right now, I believe. Which is pretty good now, I guess. It's getting there.
That's a good, yeah.
But before, it was just Roku, and then it came to the PS3. And I believe it's on Xbox now as well. So it is getting there. I don't even know why we're talking about Amazon.
We were talking about, how did we get? I don't know. We were talking about shipping. I know I got into shipping about stuff. And
was there a point we had that we started here? Oh, I know why. Because they had the monopoly on the books. I was like, what?
Welcome to Bleed Geek.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
But is it on BoxyBox too? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it's on BoxyBox. I'm just saying that I would enjoy having a BoxyBox.
You should get a Roku.
I should just buy one. $50 for the HD.
There was a rumor that there was a picture this week that someone found one, a cheaper one at a store. Not $50 cheaper, but a cheap one, a new model. Like at a certain store, but they just had a picture of it in their hand, like sent in by a reader, but they don't know any more details. And I haven't seen anything about it since. I just saw it pop up.
Does the Roku do podcasts?
Mm-hmm. Revision 3 has a channel. Twit has a channel. Like, because anyone could build a channel, because Todd, I thought, was going to build us one, but it never happened. Or maybe Pat was supposed to. Todd brought it up, and then Pat was going to build us a channel.
Interesting.
We had told him to, and then we never did it.
Yeah. Maybe since Pat's going to join us every third Thursday. of the month. We can convince him to.
Does that mean he's coming next week?
He better be here.
Maybe you should.
I'll fire him. Again.
Again. But yeah, but that's how Roku works. I know it has Netflix, and it has Hulu if you have Hulu.
Hulu Plus.
Yeah. And HBO Go. But you know,
is there any reason to have Hulu Plus if you have Netflix?
It depends. Do you think? Well, I don't think there's a reason to have Hulu Plus, period. Well, I can't say that, I guess. I think it's silly, mostly because almost all TV shows are online, though. I mean, like, honestly, you can find them. It's nicer because they'll have the complete seasons, whereas typically they'll only, like, the websites for the shows, like, let's say I want to watch The Big Bang Theory, will only have the last five aired on CBS.com, whereas on Hulu Plus you can watch the whole season again. So I guess if you're keeping up, it doesn't matter. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it kind of seems silly.
Well, that's what I don't like. I mean, that's how Hulu kind of gets you, you know? It's like they only show you the last four episodes or something.
Regular Hulu, but that's why you get Hulu Plus, right?
But it's like, or like sometimes they won't even show you the new episode because it's locked to...
Fox now has the thing where it has to be like 8 days after.
And it's like, gosh, you guys are so lame.
I don't know how much you watch Fox shows, I guess. You watch it's on Fox.
The only things if I'm at my desk over lunch and I don't have anything to watch, I'll watch like Family Guy or Simpsons.
Oh, those are on Fox,
but,
I guess.
But other than that, there's nothing else.
Yeah, I was trying to...
Is The Middle?
No, because that's ABC. So that's why I wondered.
I want to get into that show because I've watched a couple episodes and it's hilarious. It's Modern Family is still my go-to show.
Well, it's on the same night, so if you just watch them on Wednesday nights.
I don't watch them on any TV. I watch them online.
But if you watch them on Wednesday nights.
I don't watch TV.
Anyway, speaking of Barnes & Noble, we were talking about books.
That's
so.
A good segue. Oh, we suck.
In other, it was rumored that Amazon was working on it, but the Nook actually, I think, released it today, or announced it today, that they're going to have a Nook Glow, which tablets and LCD screens are backlit, but this Nook Glow has a light in between the top of the screen and the bezel, I guess. Yep. So it illuminates it, so easier reading at night. But it's not
Illuminati.
It's not backlit though, so it's not straining your eyes like reading a tablet in your bed isn't necessarily the best thing for you. But this will be better. And I've read a lot of reviews of. I mean, I have a Kindle, but I've heard a lot of good things about the Nook Touch, which is their low model. Well, I don't want to say it's their low model because it's still good, but it's their cheaper. Non-tablet version. It's just a reader, that's it. But I don't know, I saw a picture, it looks pretty cool. I mean, and it makes sense. I just wonder how if it always has to be on, because I'd want the capability. I'm sure it's on there, or if not will be, to be able to turn it off.
I would assume so. They don't,
because that's got I just worry, because like right now I know Kindle and Nook, both their batteries are phenomenal because they're not backlit or anything, and I just wonder if a light would drain your battery a lot faster. You know what I mean?
I get you.
So if anyone out there, we should probably ask Dave. He'd have the inside scoop. Right?
Vandergriff?
True. Yeah. There?
I don't know if you'd know, but...
He probably wouldn't.
You can still ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no segue into this. If you have a phone on Verizon and you're thinking about upgrading it relatively soon, you should do it before the 22nd of April, because as of then they will be joining all the other carriers who already do this, but they will have a upgrade fee that they will be adding on if you upgrade your phone after that, or probably on that day, I would assume. It would be a $30 fee. So if you are thinking about upgrading, you should do it before then, unless there's something you're specifically waiting for. I wonder if something comes out after that. Like if the Galaxy S3 is coming out, you know, like the 23rd or something. That's how they get you. But yeah. And if you are on Verizon, that means you're not getting the Lumia 900 because it's only on AT&T right now.
Oh, sick burn, everyone.
But apparently, and I want to say we talked about the Lumia 900 last week, although I can't be certain. But I'm pretty sure we did. But apparently there have been data issues with it. So if you bought one and you're having issues, or maybe you don't even have to be having issues, they're giving a $100 rebate, which, mind you, this just came out on Easter. So that was last Sunday, right? Was it the Sunday before?
When?
It was last Sunday, Easter.
Yeah.
And they were only selling it for $100. So essentially it just became a free phone, and they said they have a fix coming for it soon. But that's Windows for you. Damn Windows phones. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been looking at phones a lot.
Are you going to get a Lumia?
No, it's going to be an Android.
Lumia 900?
No.
Lumia 800?
No, it's still going to be a Droid.
A Titan 2? HTC Titan 2? I think that just came out. Or comes out relatively soon. I saw reviews started. Everyone's reviewing it all of a sudden, so it must be coming soon.
Yeah, I don't know what phone I want. I don't know. I was looking through Sprint's lineup. I was looking through T-Mobile's lineup. Looking through Verizon's. It's like, I don't know. There's just nothing appealing to me right now.
At all.
Like the Razer Max looks interesting, but I don't know if I can get rid of my slide-out keyboard. Yeah. I know ICS, the keyboard, is supposed to be tons better, but I don't know.
I always worried about that because I had a Sidekick before I went to
your iPhone.
iPhone.
I mean, you've obviously adapted quite well.
Right. And I think it's a mind thing. I think you just think you need the keyboard.
I need the keyboard.
I think once you get past it and you realize that you can move without it, you'll realize that it wasn't that big of a necessity to begin with.
That's true.
I mean, obviously, you would always be faster with a physical keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and you'll make less mistakes when you're not looking. But in the end, you'll realize how often do you type that long of...
24/7, sir.
That's all you're doing? Typing out emails? I'm writing a book on this thing.
Maybe I'm writing a script for a new movie.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I could help you if you want to, you know, work together.
It's gonna maybe it's going to be about
our podcast.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I got a good movie.
I think you do too, but I think it's an appropriate time to talk about that. That's why I led you away from it. I knew where you were going right away. So anyway, Spotify. If you know, have Spotify in your Lumia 900, who knows if Windows has an app for Spotify. It's Windows phone.
Todd, do they have one?
But they're adding a play button. Like currently, like in Facebook, you see, like when they show the little pictures on the side when people are listening to it, you see there's a little play button. Maybe you don't, because if you don't have Spotify, I wonder how that works. Do you see a little play? Like, you could hit play and listen to it. Is that on there?
On
like, it
Facebook?
Says, like, Mike, listen to Trampled by Turtles. Can you hit play? Is there a play button?
Let me see.
He's checking right now.
Actually,
I apologize for the dead silence.
I might have blocked
the music stuff.
Spotify.
Oh.
Because I'm not seeing.
Maybe no one's listening to it right now. Anyway, they have a little play button when it says, oh, so-and-so is listening to this, and then there's a little play button you can hit right on it. That is going to start showing up other places just then on Facebook. Like if Rolling Stone had an article about this song and they had the album or something, there might be a play button on it, and it'll be Spotify integration. I don't think Rolling Stone is doing that. That was just an example I just made up. But
that's what he does.
So you get the idea, right? I mean,
it's true. And if you don't...
So
Then you don't.
So is there anything you'd like to say right now about some bridges?
Burn them all.
I don't think that's a good message. not something we recommend here at Bleed Geek. The comments are not representative of Bleed Geek LLC.
Wait, we are them.
I know. It's funny.
Oh, dang. Anyways, yeah. Intel has, I mean, they had originally announced a release date for their Ivy Bridge processors to be the end of the month. 29th, I think they were looking at. But they came out today and said the 23rd they're going to be coming out, which makes me super excited because I've been waiting for the new Asus ZenBook to come out with those new processors. So makes me happy. Makes me happy.
Which leads me to believe, if you care, which I know Randy doesn't, but there will also be, I mean, it's been rumored anyway that the MacBook Pros at least will be getting a refresh very soon.
That's what they said. Expect it this summer.
Because they've also been waiting because they usually refresh in February.
Yeah.
But Intel, obviously. I saw a weird stat, something with what was it running? But it booted in like 5 seconds with the new Ivy Bridge processor.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was. I'd probably look it up, but that seems silly. Don't you think? I don't really know if there's any other news. I think that's pretty much all we had. Is there anything you'd like to add? Any other stories? Maybe any other random things you want to throw in? Last week you had three stories that you want to talk about, what you want to talk about.
I don't recall that. I did listen to it, obviously.
It wasn't a Geo Duck.
Yeah. No. One thing, I guess, that I thought was... It kind of surprised me was, you know how Google is always really good about doing Google Doodles for their... Like, if there's a holiday or something. I was surprised that they didn't have something for Easter.
You don't think there was maybe a reason?
I mean, well, like, I'm sure they want to stay away from religious holidays, but they did something for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of where I was going with that. But at the same time, they haven't thus far, so why would they start now, right?
Yeah.
Even an Easter bunny or something, right?
Well, that's what I thought. Like, at least make the O's Easter eggs.
Right.
Something like that.
I mean, the other day, like, cause they do stupid random stuff.
So, I thought that was just slightly interesting, but I don't know. Because I was like, oh, when I was up at my parents' house, I was like, I should check Google and see what they did. And it was just... Google, and I was like, really? That's kind of, really?
Maybe they forgot. They didn't realize maybe they forgot. Easter was coming so early this maybe year. Maybe they forgot. They were unprepared. It's not like they could just whip those things up overnight, right? They probably could.
Yeah, no, they got people.
I got a guy, all he does is doodle.
Another thing I heard today was, if you're familiar with the show Game of Thrones... there's two companies that put out cookbooks from the Game of Thrones, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is pretty cool.
I guess another tech-related thing was there was a leaked roadmap from Microsoft showing the new IE10 release coming out
soon.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out sometime mid-2012. So that seems
just around the corner.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I've read nothing but good things. I've seen nothing but good things.
I will say I like their commercials a lot better than the Google ones.
It's because they're getting it.
Like it's very catchy, and then I always have it stuck in my head afterwards, the song they use for it. What are you laughing at over there?
It's true. I like their commercials. I think they did a good job.
It seems silly that they're doing it for Internet Explorer and not something else, but...
No, it makes sense, though, because, I mean, a lot of people have sort of put trust. They don't trust it necessarily.
Right.
Anymore, but...
Because they just let it hang out for so long.
Well, it used to be such a piece of crap.
Honestly. Because they didn't have any competition.
And the other tech-related thing, last thing I have, was it's rumored that Google is already looking at selling off the Motorola hardware
to Hawaii, or however you say that name.
Yeah,
Hawaii. It
starts with an H.
Yeah, Hawaii. They're like a Japanese company. They really actually won like best in show at Mobile World Congress. Like they had a really good showing, and they're kind of like came out of nowhere. I mean, they've made phones before, but it's like all of a sudden they're in this Android market, and there was nothing but good reviews about their phones.
Yep.
And I saw that today too. That or maybe I saw it yesterday. It's hard to tell when these things happen.
It's true.
But that Motorola was possibly the hardware, just the handset side. I think not even the whole hardware side. This I don't know. Who Google doesn't know what they're going to do with it. They still don't know. They wanted the patents, let's be honest. You watching a movie over there? What are you going
no,
on?
I was reading that Facebook post that you told me to read from Evan.
Oh.
Sorry. Should I be watching a movie?
No.
Like, that's getting sidetracked.
And on that note, I think that pretty much wraps us up
for, might as well,
for the evening. If you want to check out our stuff, you can always find it at bleedgeek.com.
Bleedgeek.com.
If you're interested in movies, we have another site, bleedgeek.com/movies.
/movies.
It's a high possibility that there will be another Point After Attempt podcast coming soon as we approach the draft.
Point After Attempt.
I don't know why you just went sideways. Maybe you're looking at the
camera. Looking at the camera.
You're just getting intense.
Telling them.
Pointing. Make sure you know who you are. So that could happen. Who knows? Yeah, bleedgeek.com/movies, Point After Attempt. We're going to have our live event.
Live event.
Which we are
gonna, a month and a week.
We're going to take care of some stuff with about that after
taking
this.
Taking care of business.
But it will be at Cafe Zia in Roseville. Off C and, we'll call it Lexington, but it's really...
Just north.
C and Woodhill Drive.
Just north of C.
Just north of C by the DMV. There's a little rhyme there for you.
Good one.
Ooh.
Wicca, wicca. Got your back.
4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
4 o'clock?
4 p.m. Is that what we're doing? Or
oh, yeah. We were doing 4 o'clock. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Ready to go a lot right now. That makes me second guess myself.
It's our first podcast.
Which we will be doing live, of course. So come out and hang out with us. And instead of just listening via the internet, you can hang out.
And there'll be an after party.
And everyone will be there. Pat, Matt, Josh, Steven. Actually, Josh is the only one that's not 100% confirmed, but I'll make him come. I guess I didn't really...
Oh,
I told him, but I don't know if I...
I'll kick him out. I'll take his spot.
Anyway.
Okay, we won't kick him out.
So, I mean, all our current employees and former. It'll be a good time.
There's plenty of room. They have food. They have coffee. They have beer.
Wine.
They have wine.
Cocktails, possibly. I don't really know what the...
I don't know what they have for liquor, really.
And then afterwards, we will be going probably to Joe Sensor's, but somewhere having an after party of sorts.
More than likely Joe Sensor's.
Which is also right in Roseville. And yeah, so come out and hang out with us.
Should be fun.
For more info on that, though, you can always follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And if you already like us... Because obviously you're
like
listening.
Like us again.
You're obviously listening to this. Tell your friends.
Go double like us.
Maybe share something that says, hey, go like these guys at Bleed Geek.
Post a link on your Facebook wall.
Do it.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Because, yeah, that helps us out.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We enjoy friends.
And you can always follow us on Twitter, which is,
Twitter.com/BleedGeek, a.k.a. At BleedGeek. Why are you looking funky?
I don't know. I was doing something weird.
Oh. Damn apples.
No, it was actually...
Got a rotten apple over there?
It was the Google website.
Does your apple have a soft spot?
The Google...
Put it aside, Mike. Grab a new one.
If only. I don't know what was being said anymore. I think that's it. Bleedgeek.com. Anything you need to know, you can find out there. So, yeah. With that, that's that. You can follow us individually.
Individually.
I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall. THEKRANDALL.
Exactly.
Mike is at 037. MIKE037.
In case you were curious, is how that's spelled.
Maybe they thought it was MIC, and that's why you're not getting any new Twitter followers.
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know. Good one. Pat at Hammock Time with a Y instead of an I. Matt Fowler at Fowler FF. Follow Josh Nyman at The Nyman.
Schmuller. You can't spell it. Just find him on one of our pages.
It's true. He's a good guy. Follow him. He doesn't really tweet, though.
Yeah.
But follow him anyways.
But do we?
He likes friends. No, I haven't tweeted in a while.
Yeah, off and on.
Anywho, so give us a... Did we say our phone number?
You can always email us.
Fans.
Way to catch that one.
Fans at... It's with an S, not a Z. At
BleedGeek.com. We're not that crazy.
and give us a call at 406-79-GEEKS, which is 406-795-4. Mike, you got this one.
406-794-3357. And this has been an extended goodbye. So with that,
thanks for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Ice cream sandwiches.